KESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There's a suspect in custody in Mexico. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Arrested in the investigation into the massacre of nine Americans, Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
And Dave, relatives of those killed in Mexico in that ambush say they're being kept informed, but...
Between both of these countries, we want answers. We want to be protected.
Leif Langford is a member of that family. The person arrested was found to be in possession of high-powered sniper rifles, military-grade firearms. Langford says they're trying to get continual updates on the children who survived, including a girl who was grazed by a bullet but who still ran away. Six of those nine victims killed were children, Dave.
Evan, there will be more closed-door testimony at the House this hour in the impeachment inquiry. Undersecretary of State David Hale has shown up. Three others are not expected to be there, including Energy Secretary Rick Perry. This is after U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland revised his testimony to now say he presumes there was a quid pro quo temporarily holding up military aid to Ukraine to get an investigation into the Bidens. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway counters.
We're going to impeach a president because one witness has said my interpretation was X. Another witness says I presumed Y.
Well, the president just tweeted a thank you to Kurt Volker, former envoy to Ukraine, for testifying he was not aware of any quid pro quo. Kentucky may get a new governor.
We move forward with every other Kentucky citizen as Team Kentucky.
Democrat Andy Beshear declared victory, but Republican Governor Matt Bevin, trailing by more than 5,000 votes, is refusing to concede.
In the hours and in the days and in the weeks ahead, we'll figure out, according to the letter of predetermined law, what the outcome is.
In Mississippi, Republican Tate Reeves was elected governor. Democrats won control of Virginia state legislature. Turkey has captured one of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's four wives. More than a week after the U.S. raid in Syria that left the ISIS leader dead, his older sister's also been captured. America's listening to Fox News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides American businesses with easy, cloud-based, premium accounting software and full-service payroll for up to 100 employees. Business owners love the simplicity, the price, and our U.S.-based support. And accountants love the powerful capabilities. Check out our nearly perfect 5 out of 5 star ratings.
Keep your time and money.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
President Trump does not appear upset over the Democrat declaring victory in the Kentucky governor's race. He tweeted that his rally for Republican Matt Bevin helping the incumbent Monday night make up a 15, maybe 20-point deficit. He also tweeted the results indicate that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will win big in a re-election bid next year in Kentucky. Tonight, the president will be back out campaigning, backing yet another candidate.
The president is due to headline a rally this evening in Monroe, Louisiana. He'll be there to show support for Republican Eddie Rasponi in his bid to unseat Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Louisiana voters go to the polls on November 16th for that state's runoff election. The president's trip marks the first time a sitting president has made an official visit to North East Louisiana since Ronald Reagan in 1983. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
One other election result from Arizona. Voters in Tucson rejected an initiative to be a sanctuary city to protect the Latino community. Tucson's mayor and city council, all Democrats, opposed that initiative as risky to public safety. California's governor has met with the leader of the utility over a controversial wildfire policy.
To avoid sparking another wildfire this fall, Pacific Gas and Electric shut off their equipment during windy weather multiple times. Millions of people were impacted. California's governor, Gavin Newsom, criticized the utility nearly daily. And last week, he threatened a state takeover of the utility and demanded a meeting this week. He said the state should mediate between the company and wildfire victims to expedite the utility out of bankruptcy. PG&E's CEO Bill Johnson told reporters after meeting with Newsom Tuesday that he joined the company this past spring with the basic purpose to not kill anyone and that the power shutoffs achieved that. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We got an update on the economy showing a measure of worker productivity declined last quarter for the first time since 2015. But on Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly. The day after the Dow, the Nasdaq set record highs again. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 45-year-old Rantoul man wanted for allegedly raping a woman in March has been arrested. Roberto Velasquez was charged with four counts of criminal sexual assault. A warrant had been issued for his arrest in late April. The charges involve a 17-year-old girl and trouble at a mobile home park in rural Rantoul. She and Velasquez were at the home of a mutual friend with at least two other people. She went to bed and woke up later with Velasquez allegedly raping her. Authorities couldn't find him when she first reported it. A Champaign man is no longer facing drugs and weapons charges after a witness in the case could not be found. 33-year-old Arthiel Hollins had been arrested in February after authorities found suspected cannabis, scales, and about $1,000 plus a loaded gun in homes on Frank Drive and Edgebrook Drive where he was staying. A witness the prosecutor needed could not be located for trial. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
Two words can be very powerful.
You said 51. Right now, 41. ESPN 93.5.
I'm going to drive by Honda BMW today. That is on the schedule to go see Ben Quattrone. Check in on the boys, see how they're doing.
Sounds good.
I'll also drive into service because my tire light is on. And they'll say, may we help you? And I'll say, yeah, my light's on. Yeah. 3 minutes later, it'll be all done.
Exactly.
And they'll check the gauges and pressure and then reset the little light thingy. And then I think Janet's car needs some oil. So anyway, it's just so fun because the service is so good. They're an award-winning dealership. It's Honda BMW. Before you purchase anything, just give them a try. Just stop by. I believe you'll be very happy you did. Find out what an award winner looks like. Honda BMW, Hondas, BMWs, and, of course, all your pre-owned. They're terrific at what they do. Honda BMW, you can go on the website, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com, and enjoy your shopping experience. Well, Ted Harvey is with the Committee to Defend the President, chairman, former Colorado State Senator as well. So, Ted, you're defending the president. And it looks to me like the Democrats, with direction from the squad, are going to have to vote for impeachment. Do you see it that way?
Well, I don't think that they have any evidence of anything to justify impeachment. I think that they've been pushing for impeachment since he announced he was going to run for office. If you look at an April 2016 Politico article, they were talking about impeaching Donald Trump even before he won the nomination. Then before the Mueller investigation was done, they did do an impeachment vote. 70 Democrats voted for it. Then you had the Mueller report come out, and they had another vote, and they tried to impeach him. They are going to do everything they can to try to bring down this president, even though they have no evidence whatsoever of any crime being committed. And that's all they've got. Because they know that their Democrat candidates are so far to the left, are so lacking in any credibility, that the only thing they have left in their quiver is to try to discredit Donald Trump and to bring down his administration. But I don't think the American people are going to buy it, especially when it comes to the Senate, and the Senate has the ability to have a true investigation and show that there was nothing there.
Well, they want to spend that much time on this, the Democrats. They want to go through a six-week trial in the Senate. They want to overshadow the Iowa caucus, all that stuff. They're willing to do that to discredit him?
That's all they got left.
Well,
I mean, look at who they got. They got Biden, who will be brought down because of this Ukraine investigation. And when it all comes out, it shows that there was corruption with the way the Biden family handled that. You've got Elizabeth Warren, who wants to bankrupt the country with her free health care for everybody proposal. The next best they got is Buttigieg, who comes from a city that is the size of the community that I live in. We aren't even an incorporated town or an incorporated city. It is a homeowners association. So essentially, the president of my HOA could run for president and win the nomination of the Democrat Party. That tells you how bad their bench is. It's pretty embarrassing that the once great Democrat Party is where they are right now, and they have nothing left to offer to the American people other than investigations of this administration.
All right, we totally understand that this is, to my opinion, it's not fair what's happening, particularly with the John Durham investigations about the rap. And we can find out what some of the Democrats are doing before Donald Trump was elected and the dossier and all of that stuff. And there's no reaction to that. It might not even get coverage, but there's so much that's about to come out, I think, on all of that. And I think it'll be shocking if anybody ever hears about it. What do you think happens in 2020? I know you're an advocate, Ted, but does Donald Trump win?
Well, I think if the economy continues to stay strong, that there's no way this president can lose. The American people appreciate the fact that he is focusing on making America great again. The economy is roaring. People are getting more and more jobs. The wages are going up. Stock market's going up. More African Americans, Hispanics, are employed than ever in the history of our country. That's incredible. And they're not going to change directions with one of the Democrats that are running right now. So I think the president will win in a landslide. But I think a lot of it's going to have to do with what the economy is for the next 12 months. And that's a long way away in politics.
Ted Harvey, appreciate it as always from Denver. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you as well. 814 ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines coming up next.
Visit the new Nair restaurant in Campus Town in the heart of Champaign. Chef Thad Morrow talks about the feedback he's been getting from customers.
We're getting great support from the community. I see a lot of people, familiar faces, people I've seen before, and a lot of new faces on campus. So I think it's a really dynamic environment where you can come to the restaurant. And there's a really good energy and a good vibe.
Visit Nair Restaurant at 212 East Green Street or get the menu online at nairrestaurant.com.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Minuteman Press has such a great variety of holiday cards they can do for us, and right now you can save 10%.
What I like about the end-of-the-year cards done by Minuteman Press is the variety to choose from to really reflect how grateful we are to do business with these clients.
Holiday cards at Minuteman Press. Move on the 10% off deal now and get your business set for the holiday season. Stop by at 905 South Neal in Champaign, call 355-0500, or visit CUPrinting.com.
Traitman.
8:16 sports headlines.
The Illini win over Nicholls State 78-70 in overtime. We got some comments from Coach Brad Underwood.
We fought through it today, and I thought the first half was pretty good. So that was disappointing, and I thought there were some positives. You can't allow a team to go on a 16-0 run with 5 minutes to go. Yeah, I was really disappointed. I'm really disappointed we get on four for loose balls. Got completely outplayed, and Nicholls deserves all the credit for that. And then our execution on both ends has to be better. It's simply the silly turnovers and the not diving on the floor that will keep me up tonight.
Andres Felice led the team with 22 points. A lot of folks watching our big man freshman, Kofi Cockburn.
I don't know if it's Coburn, but I know it's being said both ways. Our PA guy, Tim, really good guy. He's saying Coburn, I think.
Okay.
I don't know how you have a silent C in the thing. Maybe Jeremy Warner can clarify that coming up.
Okay. Well, I did write it down like I heard it.
Well,
but
I think people are saying it both ways.
Okay,
Kofi,
gotcha.
Hey, Kofi, come here. What do you think?
In any case, he had 10 points and 11 rebounds.
It's a second double-double.
Exactly.
This is a big man we've not had in some time.
So, we had our Illini ladies beating Chicago State 99-66. Our volleyball team, number 21, at Iowa tonight. Illinois football against Michigan State in East Lansing. That's a 2:30 kick. And I know Daley Harding was named the Bronco Nagwarski Trophy Defensive Player of the Week after that 38-10 win over Rutgers
On to the NBA. Charlotte over the Pacers, 122-120 in overtime. L.A. Lakers with LeBron's third triple-double. Wow, 30 points. 118 over the Bulls, 112. On to the ice. San Jose over the Blackhawks, 4-2. St. Louis Blues beat Vancouver. That final was 2-1. Also trending in the sports world were the big games in the NCAA basketball State Farm Challenge that happened in New York at Madison Square Gardens. We had number 2 Kentucky over number 1 Michigan State. That final was 69-62. Number 4 Duke over number 3 Kansas, 68-66. Now, Kansas is Bill Self, right?
Yeah.
So, he was mad after the game.
Well, it was a close game, and Duke, Kansas, Michigan State, Kentucky all going to be there at the end, I think. Here's your weather.
Alrighty. Looking good with the sunshine and high 55. 30 our low tonight. Morning clouds, slight chance of precipitation, high 37. Windy 18 our low tomorrow evening. On Friday, partly cloudy, high 35, low 25. 48 partly cloudy on Saturday, and Sunday's high at 51. Right now, 41. ESPN 93.5. Festival of Trees is coming up.
Yep. We'll talk about that next.
Got More Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the CU Stars is set for
Friday, November 8th, Sam. Stevie J and I are so excited to be a part of the festivities at the Refinery with our professional dancing friends from Art in Motion. Last year, Ali Sahi won. This year's the mission of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club.
We still serve over 1,000 kids each year, enriching educational experiences in a safe environment and through our after-school programs and assisting in learning for lifelong success.
Support the kids at the club and vote for your favorite celebrity dancer today at dmbtc.org.
Business Report. Americans were getting a little less done at work in the summer quarter. It's the first decline in worker productivity in nearly 4 years. The decline was 0.3%. It reflects a cutback in production as the U.S. economy slowed toward the end of the summer. Companies are paying more for their workforce over the past year. Labor costs have increased 3.1%. CVS Health is reporting a stronger than expected quarter. It's more optimistic about this year. Both its pharmacy business and its Aetna health insurance unit saw business improve. Wendy's and Papa John's both reported strong summer earnings. Xerox is considering taking over personal computer and printer company HP Inc. Wall Street Journal says the board at Xerox Holdings discussed the possibility yesterday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Well, it's that time of year, my friends. Junior League, been doing a lot of great work around here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's Festival of Trees time, coming up in a couple of weeks now. In our studio, very happy to welcome Denise Poindexter and January Bolton. Ladies, nice to see you.
Good morning.
Hey, nice to be here.
Have you, Denise, let's start with you. Why are you doing this? What is your why?
My why is because of the impact we make in the local community. We do so many amazing things, and I actually see and feel and just able to be surrounded by amazing women that really want to make our community better.
January, your reason that you're here this morning and working so hard on this?
So we changed what our gala format was last year, and so I'm here because I'm excited to talk about it. We turned it into a community impact awards gala.
Nice.
And it's just so fun to recognize the people in our community that do great things.
Awesome. That's wonderful. And where's the money go? When you raise all this money and Festival of Trees, people paying to come in, what are you doing with the money?
Absolutely. All of the funds that we raise over the Festival of Trees weekend will go directly to the community and the community projects that we host with a few partners in the community.
Okay, and you help kids, I think, on one of them, right?
Yeah, so we do Bright Starts, which is a preschool for people who are on the waiting list to be able to go to preschool. And so the Urbana Early Childhood teachers work with parents and the kids to be able to have a preschool experience before they head to school because they might not have any other experience in a classroom.
Right. Well, it's coming up the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And people can go on, I think it's, is it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the events?
They are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night, we have the Family Winter Ball beginning at 5:30. Saturday morning at 9:30. at 8:30 a.m., excuse me, we have breakfast with Santa,
okay.
which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have public hours on Saturday all day from 11 to 5, which is really cool. It's an opportunity for the community to come in and see all of the beautiful trees and wreaths and just take the time to have a chance to take one home one
yeah.
day.
Yeah. No, it's a fun event. It really is. And I encourage people to, you say $5 for adults, $3 for seniors, kids 12 and under free. I mean, drop a 10 or 20 in there. I mean, let's go. Let's raise some money. It's all for the community.
It's
right?
all for the
yeah.
community.
And, of course, we want to go to Festival of Trees at Hilton Garden Inn. But as far as the impact ball, this community impact ball, we need to get involved in that gala immediately, right, and get our tickets?
Yes, get your tickets now. It's such an amazing event to be, because of the fact that we're giving away these awards. It really brings together all these amazing people and their friends and family all together, all in one room. The energy in the room last year for that event was just unlike anything else I ever felt. It's just a really special event, and we have great food lined up. Katie Flynn is going to sing before we get everything kicked off. There's an open bar. It's open bar, folks. It should just be a great celebratory time for all the good things happening in Urbana-Champaign.
Well, I know the Bright Starts and Kids in Kitchen are some of the different projects that the Junior League does so much great work in our community. How do people find out more and get involved and get those tickets?
Absolutely. You can purchase tickets on our website, which is juniorleaguecu.org. And you can also see the list of awardees that will be honored that evening as well.
Nice.
Awesome. Ladies, thank you. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
What you're doing, I flash back to two memories when I talked to you. And my daughter and I went to the daddy-daughter. Back when there was a daddy-daughter.
Right.
She was two.
Now it's the family winter ball.
That's awesome. But when there was a daddy-daughter, she held her purple ticket all week.
Aww.
And she said two words to me. Need dress.
And then, does she still tell you she needs a dress?
Well, she has quite a few dresses. And so coming home one day when she was six, we were coming back from that ball, and she was 6 years old, and she's in her car seat, still a booster thing, and she said, "But, Daddy, I never want to leave you and Mommy."
Aww.
And I said, "You don't have to." And then she paused. She's 6 years old. She said, "But I guess there's someone out there for me." I'm crying now.
Aww.
You can cry with me.
Anyway,
Denise Poindexter and January Bowden, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And thanks for what you're doing with the Junior League. You're impacting people.
And that's why we do it.
Well, I know you do. And thank you for doing it.
JuniorLeagueCU.org.
JuniorLeagueCU.org, ESPN 93.5.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? For the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Mower, car, ATV, boat, truck, weed eater. All of your toys has a battery in it, and you want to be able to get on without worrying if that machine is going to power up. Head Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign. They know batteries and will hook you up with the battery that will make your machine purr once again. So whether it's hitting the party cove in your boat, having the best looking lawn in your neighborhood, hitting the backwoods, or going to work, Interstate batteries will power you through the day and weekend. So head on in to Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign on Mattis Avenue.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, down by around 5,000 votes, is not conceding yesterday's election to Democrat Andy Beshear. Beshear has declared victory. In Mississippi,
voters chose Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves over Democrat Jim Hood to fill the seat of term-limited Governor Phil Bryant. Reeves thanked the voters last night.
You got us through the primary. You got us through the runoff. And you got us through the toughest general election
in the last 28 years in Mississippi.
In Virginia, Democrats took full control of the state legislature for the first time in more than two decades.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There's a suspect arrested in Mexico in the drug cartel murder of nine people killed in an ambush Monday, members of a Mormon family, Mexican-American citizens.
We just hope that because of this tragedy, these countries can somehow unite.
Leif Langford's a relative there on Fox and Friends this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The state is asking the University of Illinois to commit up to $35 million to get the renovation of Altgeld Hall started and to fill a funding deficit. The News Gazette says the state has committed $140 million for the project, and the university will be responsible for the rest of the $48 million for the Altgeld Illini project. Funding from the state could start coming early next year. University administrators are asking trustees to up the budget for design, site prep, and other costs to $35 million, up from the $4.65 million approved last March. That's to keep the project moving. A Champaign man is no longer facing drugs and weapons charges after a witness in the case could not be found. 33-year-old Arthiel Hollins had been arrested in February after authorities found suspected cannabis, scales, and about $1,000 plus a loaded gun in homes on Frank Drive and Edgebrook Drive where he was staying. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Make your risottis for lunch or dinner. Come see me and the crew at 701 South Gregory and take advantage of our great weekly specials. Every Monday, we do thin crust pizzas for half price after 4 o'clock. Tuesday, we're serving up pizza and veggie slices for lunch. The whole hub day is my favorite. Italian beef, fries, and a drink. Special at lunch. Thursday, you save on soda. And Friday, we're frying. Two-piece fried chicken, fries and drink, lunch only. Make today's lunch or dinner a special one at Risottis, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arends, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
It's that time again to award the MyOffice Plus and Long Scratch Player of the Week. The Week 10 MyOffice Plus and Long Scratch Player of the Week is not just one player of the week. The athletes of the week are on all the local teams who made it to the second round of the playoffs. In Class 1A, we congratulate the Fisher Bunnies who defeated Cumberland 26-14 and the Arcola Purple Riders who defeated Tri-County 42-19. In Class 2A, we congratulate the Watsika Warriors who upended Tremont 19-8, the GCMS Falcons who shut out Rushville Industry 48-0, the Oakwood Comets who defeated Nokomis 20-0, and the Tuscola Warriors who ended Flora's season 42-14. In Class 3A, we congratulate the Paxton Bunkalo the Panthers, who dismantled Chicago Carver 46-6. And in 4A, we congratulate the Tolono Unity Rockets, who beat Clinton 42-14 for winning the MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. Best of luck to these teams in Round 2 of the IHSA Football Tournament. The Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
GNC is the name you know, but we want to know yours as well. Also your health, fitness, nutrition habits, wellness goals, and more. In other words, your complete profile. GNC for You is personalized daily packs of the industry's best vitamins and supplements designed just for you and shipped right to your door every month. And it all starts at GNCforYou.com with a free lifestyle quiz that starts with your name. Don't take someone else's vitamins. You don't need to, because there's GNC for You.
Hey, Champagne. It's All-American linebacker Jay Layman. Join me at the Dunkin' located 2008 West Springfield Avenue this Friday, November 8th, from 8 to 10 a.m. I'll be handing out free samples of Dunkin's new Beyond Sausage Sandwich. Be one of the first people to experience the great taste of this plant-based sausage sandwich. Join me this Friday, November 8th, at the Dunkin', 2008 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign, 8 to 10 a.m. for free samples of Dunkin's new Beyond Sausage Sandwich. Champaign runs on Dunkin'.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine. Today's high, 55. 30 hour low tonight. Morning clouds, slight chance of precipitation, windy. High 37, low 18 tomorrow. Partly cloudy on Friday as we wrap up the week with a high 35, low 25. But towards 50 for our high on Saturday and Sunday. Right now we're at 42 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, the story of the week locally has been the man saving the dog at Kaufman Lake while fishing. Dog was in a cage set to drown. Abused animal. His name was Bryant Fritz, and we caught up with him earlier this morning. His name is Bryant Fritz. Teaches at Next Generation. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the I Need a Hero. I got the Bonnie Tyler going. So you're fishing at Kaufman Lake. It's about 50 below zero, and you see a little doggy poking out of the water in a cage. Then what?
Well, I knew the water was, extremely cold this time of year, and I looked around to see if there was anybody there, and I didn't think that the dog was going to last much longer with the water being there, and I figured by the time I called somebody, it might be too late. So I just kind of went in and pulled her up, and I got her to the U of I as fast as I could.
What was the condition? Do you think, sluggish, breathing?
Oh, I mean, it was absolutely horrible. I mean, you can tell from the pictures that I took, but she was missing skin all over the side of her. She had open sores. When I finally got her up to the shore on the pavement on the path there, there was blood on the ground, and she was missing skin on the bottom of her paws, and then obviously just shaking uncontrollably from being so cold.
And your reaction was, get help for dog, not consider what monster did this to this puppy.
Yeah, at some point I did take a picture. I pulled her closer up to shore than she was, but I got out real quick and took a picture because it was obvious to me that somebody had done this on purpose, and I thought that would be something, a piece of evidence for the police, and they are still investigating the situation now.
Who are you? You're from Chicago?
I am. I'm from Schaumburg, Illinois.
And you went to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign?
I did not, but I actually work for them in the summer. I'm a graduate of Eastern Illinois.
Okay, wonderful. We love Eastern Illinois.
Go Panthers.
Okay, and so then you got this job at Next Generation. When did you start?
I started there about 10 years ago.
And what's been the reaction from the kids?
Oh, they are, the first day on Monday, they were all just saying, you're my hero, and just clapping. And between every single period, they're, just recognizing me. So I'm really humbled by all the support from them and just people from everywhere that are messaging me. It's really incredible.
And so do you tuck your cape in your shirt, and isn't it bulky?
yeah. It's actually an extra layer of warmth, so I had to take that off before I got in the water, so that was actually pretty helpful.
All right, so the doggy's going to be okay, according to U of I Vet Med. You've signed up for adoption. Your doggy passed away recently, I understand. I mean, Certainly you're going to get first shot at the dog, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're just kind of going through the formal procedures. Like I said, the police have to wrap up their investigation. So we'll hopefully have some details soon, but I can't wait to have her, and I can't wait to see her again.
And now the investigation. How in the world would police ever find out who did this?
Well, I think that they were trying to find some video surveillance. I don't know if there is anything out there. It's kind of far away from the parking lot to the lake where I found her. They're asking for tips, any information. There have been several people that have offered up and donated money for rewards. Crime Stoppers hit their limit yesterday for the reward. So I think it's $1,000 or $2,000 if anybody had information. So hopefully somebody gives a tip and recognizes the dog, and we can bring things to some kind of justice for her.
Is this a pit bull terrier, a pit bull? What is the breed? Is it a mix?
She's definitely a mix. We think that she's mixed with pit bull and something else. But they're not quite sure, so maybe I'll get more information about that pretty soon also.
Yeah, I'm thinking, and I'm totally speculating that, you know, they try and fight these dogs, and if the dog doesn't fight, they abuse them and kill them. So it's a sick inner circle somewhere.
Yeah, I hope that that's not the case, but it was really evident that even before she was put into the lake that she had a really, really hard life before that.
Any idea what you're going to name her?
So I really liked the name Dory after Dory from Finding Nemo.
Come
the U of
back.
I vet med, they
Come
named her.
Yeah. I love that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. U of I named her Poppy. I like that one too, but I think that if I do end up with her, which it really looks like that's going to happen, that Dory is going to be what I go with.
Okay, awesome. It'll be and then you know, next Halloween she'll be in a Dory T-shirt, and you'll have a T-shirt that says Finding, and it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
I'm glad that we have that planned out already, so that'll be easy.
Hey, listen, Brian, you didn't have to do what you did. It was cold. You were fishing. You're just trying to catch some fish. I know you love fishing. You see this animal. You rescued the dog. Good going. We're proud of you. Way to go. You should get all this attention, and I hope they find the people that did this, and I can't wait. Stay in touch. Let me know if you do get to adopt the doggy. Maybe you can bring her out on the radio sometime.
Yeah.
Sounds great, you guys. I really appreciate it. If anybody's out there listening and you're looking for a dog, the shelters are full of wonderful animals that have all been through a hard life themselves. So if you're looking for an animal, go down to the shelter, because they'll really change your life.
Yeah, Schaumburg and Eastern Illinois proud today. Thank you, Bryant. Good work.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bryant Fritz is his name. He's a science teacher at Next Generation in Champaign, and he's a good man.
That's right.
ESPN 93.5.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation, and Busey is the trusted advisor to make those dreams reality. Whether you're saving for your child's education, keeping the family in the family business, or planning your dream retirement, Busey's team can help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Got More Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the CU Stars is set for
Friday, November 8th, Sam. Stevie J and I are so excited to be a part of the festivities at the Refinery with our professional dancing friend from Art in Motion. Last year, Ali Sahi won. This year's the mission of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club.
We still serve over 1,000 kids each year, enriching educational experiences in a safe environment and through our after-school programs and assisting in learning for lifelong success.
Support the kids at the club and vote for your favorite celebrity dancer today at DMVG.
Illini fans, mark your calendars now for the Game Day Spirit Winter Stadium Sale. The date is Saturday, December 7th in the Great West Hall of Memorial Stadium. Save up to 90% off on Illini merchandise and fine brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and 47 brand. There's something for every Illini fan. Hats, tees, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, jerseys, and more. You won't want to miss this one-day clearance event. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for details and previews of special offers. Don't miss the sale Saturday, December 7th at Memorial Stadium. Go Illini.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful. Thanksgiving is coming up. It's more than just the food. It's the people you break bread with. It's the fellowship of one uniform body. It's folding your hands and going to the Lord to give thanks for all the provisions God has afforded you. Blossom Basket Florist has multiple Thanksgiving and fall-themed bouquets and centerpieces to help you remember to be thankful for one more thing, God's all-natural creation. Get started ordering your fall centerpiece. Go to blossombasket.com.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
Long's Garage
Dodge in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Just want to hug that doggy, don't you?
That's right.
Let's check your sport. Another round of pot roast for the dogs last time. We still had a little left, so they got
very good
pot roast. Let's check your sports headline.
Illinois Nicholls State, 78-70 in overtime. Kofi Coburn is what I'm hearing from Daskell. Thanks for the text in to 359-2255. Alex Andres Felice with 22 points to lead the team. Illinois women over Chicago State for a nice start. 99-66 was the final score. And we have our Illini volleyball team in action at Iowa today. Our Illinois football team at Michigan State East Lansing, 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. When it comes to NBA action, Charlotte over the Pacers in overtime. LA Lakers beat the Bulls. And we had San Jose over the Blackhawks in NHL action. St. Louis Blues over Vancouver. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And if you missed it, we were offering today one last shot. If you want me to pay you to help you, if you got a shoulder, a calf, a leg, a hammy, something hurting, Mettler Center does physical therapy, and it's unique. It is proprietary, meaning it's theirs. Mettler Method does things differently, and they'll. You go to a physical therapist doesn't mean you've gone to Mettler. And so if you'll take a 30-minute consult to fix whatever hurts, at least go in and check it out. I'll give you $100 just to go. 359-2255. If you text in Mettler, M-E-T-T-L-E-R, you have a shot at a $100 bill from me for taking a 30-minute consultation from Mettler. 359-2255.
The human body is truly amazing, but we naturally need help to be our best. Men and women can experience symptoms such as urinary and fecal incontinence, pelvic pain, and sexual dysfunction, which are all incredibly common and highly treatable with pelvic health therapy. Please do not suffer in silence. We are on a mission to create awareness and hope that change is achievable. At Mettler, we desire to partner with you on this journey. Start today with a complimentary consultation. Learn more at MettlerCenter.com.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit MaxRecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here's your weather at 8:49.
Sunshine and a high 55 today, 30 our low tonight. Morning clouds and a slight chance of precipitation. And with a high 37, low 18, we could see some flurries. And the wind will be picking up too. Partly cloudy with a high 35, low 24 on Friday. Up towards 50 though with partly cloudy conditions Saturday and Sunday. Right now we're at 44 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Prospect Bank. I find myself singing.
The Opportunity Bank.
The great taste plant-based Beyond Sausage Sandwich from Dunkin' is here. Join Jay Layman, Jeremy Warner, Austin Berkeley. They'll be doing the Jeremy Warner Show coming up Friday morning, 9 to 11, live from Dunkin' on West Springfield. And you can try this Beyond Sausage Sandwich and other great products. And Jay will be handing out free samples.
That's right.
Okay, we will be back Thursday. That's tomorrow. John Decker from the White House will highlight the program. Thanks to Bryant Fritz, the hero teacher who saved the doggy and Kaufman Lake, and gets to adopt the dog, according to what he said. It looks like a done deal. They just have to go through the investigation. Police are trying to find some sort of surveillance thing. If they have any help of somebody throwing the dog in the water, in a cage. cage. They just
with the sores all over it.
Oh, man.
Even damage to its paws.
Hurts me. And the doggy apparently licking people and happy and holding no grudges.
Glad it wasn't traumatized.
So we're excited for Bryant Fritz, next generation teacher from Schaumburg, went to Eastern and graduated
from
Eastern Illinois. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. What happened at the State Farm Center last night? Okay, complete analysis. All I was doing is following Jeremy on Twitter. I wasn't watching or listening. And then I had Derek Piper on my Twitter as well. And then I found out about the implosion. But you know what? We'll want to know. We won the basketball game. Good news. Complete analysis next. Stand by. I am Stevie J. Thank you. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is